ויעמדת כוכחו חמד א', והן למשנם, אף על פי שיש סימונים בגופו ובקהילו, even though there are סימונים בגוף הנפטר, on the בגודם of the נפטר, it doesn't help. זאת הגמרא, לממרי דסימונים לאו דאורייתא. So the Gemara understood that the reason for this halacha is because simonim lav d'raisa, a simon is show something, but it's not a biru that helps by d'raisa the kishaylos. Here we are speaking about the bimater aneishes ish, the remino, salesky washayla. We learned mitzoi kosho bekiso ba'arneki betabas. A person found a get that was kosher to a kis, or an arniki or a tabas, oishe nimtso ben keilov, afilu lizman merubi kosher. As posher, this is speaking about a shliach had brought a get, and he lost the get, and later he found it. And let us just say for practical purposes, that it is speaking about that someone else found the get kosher bekis, and he returns it to the shliach with this simen. So we see, and he's permitted to be megarish the isha with this get. And we assume it's the same get that he had lost. Omar Abaye loikashe, ho Rabbi Elezer ben Mahavoy, ho Rabbono. What is the kashe? In the Mishnah it says that we do not rely on simonim. So it seems simonim de rabbonim. By get it seems we do rely on simonim. Simonim de reise. So this is a machloikes tanoi. The sanya we learned in a bereise, ein meidim al hashume. Let us say a nifter has a wart, and the wart is a simen that this is this person, so that's not sufficient. Rabbi Leza ben Mavoya ime me'idin, my love, boho kemiflegi, this is the machloikis. The mar sovar simonim d'yeraise. Rabbi Leza ben Mavoya hold simonim d'yeraise, so me'idim ala shume, mar sovar simonim d'rabon. Omar Rove, so Rove is chaylik an Abaye. He says, no, the machloik is Rabbi Elezer ben Mavoy in the Rabbonon is not in this Nekudim. The Kulei Alma Simonim D'Araisa. Everyone holds Simonim D'Araisa. Hocho b'shume mitzuye b'ven giloi kemiflegi. The machloik is a machloik that's miyuchet to shume to a word. If a ben giloi, a person who was born the same time, the same mazel that the other one was born, so they have similar characteristics in many ways. Is it possible that they could have the same shume, the same wort? Some emailis, it's not a simen that this is this person, maybe it's a ben giloi. Mar sover shume mitzuye beben giloi, mar sover eine mitzuye beben giloi. So it is not a true simen. If it is mitzuye beben giloi, that is the svar of the chachamim. But everyone holds simonim derais. Ve'ike da amri others say, we can say a different mahalach. In the machlekes Rabbi Elezer ben Mavoy in the rabbonim. Hoche b'shume asuye lishtan islacha misa kemiflegi. Is a shume asuya lishtamis, as the change colors lachamise. Mar sovar asuya lishtamis lachamise, some amele you cannot be made on it. O mar sovar ain asuya lishtamis lachamise. So Rava wants to say that it could very well be everyone holds that simonim d'iraisa. In the machloikis, Rabbi Lezem and Ma'avoy in the Rabbonim is a miyuchadika machloikis in Shumim. Ve'ike d'amri, and others said, Omar Rava, the kula'alme simonim d'Rabbonim. Everyone holds simonim d'Rabbonim. V'hocho, Bishume simin muvika miflugi, that a pillow we hold simonim de rabbonim, that is davke a simin beinini. The machloikis is a shume a simin muvik. Mar sova simin muvik. Or mar sova lav simin muvik. So we have here two lishainis in Rove, if lemaise simonim de araise, the first Lashon of Rava holds, everyone holds Simonim D'Raisa. The second Lashon holds, everyone holds Simonim D'Rabbonim. So the Gemara says, Lahach Lishne Da'oma Rava Simonim D'Raisa. Hokitoni Afal Pi Sheyes Simonim Begufoy Ubekeilov. So the Mishnah says that there are Simonim Begufa yebekeilov, and it does not help. I simonim d'iraisa. So the Gemara answers as follows. Gufoy the oruch v'gutz. Gufoy means that it's not a true simon. He was tall or short, which is not a simon whatsoever. Keilov, the chayshino l'shayla. Keilov take, there is a good simon. A simon in the kalim, but where chayshin and l'shayla could very well be that these are the begodim of the niftar, but the person who is wearing them is not the niftar. He borrowed it from the niftar. So that is why we cannot be matir the isha with simone begodov. So the Gemara says, "Ve'i chayshinon l'shayla." If you tell me chayshinon l'shayla, is chamer b'simone oikev eichem adrina? We learn that from a posik that one returns a chamer through the simonim of the oikev. If one gives simonim on the saddle, so one can return the chamer. So eichem adrina. Chayshin l'shayla, so could very well be that the shoyel borrowed an oikev, and this is his chamer, the chamer of the shoyel, and now you're going to give back the chamer to one that gives someone on the oikev, so could very well be you're giving back the chamer to the Baal Ha'oikev, who is not the Baal HaChamer, Chashin L'Shaila. So the Gemara says, L'Shaili Inshi Uchve, a person will never borrow a saddle. The Maskev Lei L'Chamer, because a borrowed saddle rubs and wounds the chamer. These are things people don't borrow. So people do not borrow saddles. So memele. So therefore, if one gives simonim on the saddle, that's a raya that this is his chamer. So the Gemara says, fine. Now let's go matzoi kosher bekis ubaarniki ubetabas eichem adrin. Now by get it said that we give back a get. If it was kosher b'kis b'arniki b'tabas, so what's the raya that this is the get from the bala tabas? Maybe he lent out the tabas. This get is grabbed from the shoyel. So the most is people don't tabas chayish l'ziyufi. A person will never lend his tabas, because usually the tabas had a chosim on it, And the chaisim was proof what he wanted to be done. So people don't lend a tabas. A person might be mezayif the chaisim. Kis va'alniki menachshi inchi v'loy moishli. People don't lend wallets. They say you lend someone a wallet, you're lending your mazel. So memele, people don't do that either. V'boy yis'eima keilov b'chivri v'sumki. It could be, just like we said, the simonia goof is not speaking about true simonim, it is speaking about Oruch v'gut, so the simoni keilov, the simoni begot, was also speaking about not a true simon, just the color, it's white or red. So b'meile, it's also not a simon. Al kaponim, I'd like to say over a very interesting maral, we have here a suffix. Simonim Rove was Mesupik of Simonim de Reise or Simonim de Rabona. The Gemara asked the Kasha if Simonim de Reise, so how do we understand Pshat in the Mishneh? So why can't you be Mater Ishtoy Ade de Simoni Begodov? So the Gemara says in the first Eretz, Chayshin on the Shaila. Now, if you hold Simonim de Rabona, so then you don't have to say this Yesoid. And you don't say Chayshina Lishayla, but I will say you can't be Matara because Simonim the Rabbon. So the Maral says, if a person is dead, there's a Simon Beinani Begufoy, and there's a Simon Muvik Albgodov, so Mamonov Shachshiz Mota. If Simonim Diyaraisa, so we can rely on the Simon Beinani, so we have a Simon Beinani Begufa. If Simonim Derabonam, so then we can't rely on the Simon Beinani Shebegufa, but then we'll rely on the Simon Muvik Shebegodov. And if we hold Simonim Derabonam, it is not Muchach to say Chayshina L'Shaila, because that's the whole Hittas HaGemore. The Gemore asks, if Simonim D'Raisa, so how do you understand Pshat the Mishnah? So the Gemore was supposed to say Chayshina L'Shaila. But if you hold Simonim Derabonam, so that's Pshat the Mishnah. The reason why you cannot be Mater Aneshes Ish with the Simonim Shebebegodov, because Simonim Derabonam. So if you'll have a simin muvik al bgodo and a simin beinani al gufoi, so the maral said memonav shech, she's permitted to get married. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, mitzoy kosher, a mevi get leisha, someone was bringing a get leisha, but obad himendo, when he lost the get, bein keilov, and he found the get bein klei beisoi between the kalim of the bein klei beisoi, the kalim that he, the tashmishe beisoi. That's the case of bein kalim. Umake resakis vesataba shehen shaloi. Kosha b'loi chayshina dulma haikis vaitabas de inish achinahave. That this belongs to another person, v'hai get achel, this is someone else's get. Now this is his kiss and his get. Alme samchina na simone de isle bekisa ba'arniki, we rely on the simen that he has in the kiss and the arniki, v'afili le mishre isa eishes ish di araisa, v'yamater an eishes ish. Is Alma Simonim Diereis. So we see Simonim Diereis. We rely on the Israel Ashes. We are Matan Israel Ashes Ish through Simonim. Simonim Diereis. What's the Makur? Afa Simla Bechla Loise Beperk Veilo Metzias. And then we learn out that one is marzo with simonim. Ben giloi, shenoylad beperik echad bemarzo lecha. Rabbeloze bemaboisa, ver ein shume mitsuya beben giloi. Olishtanois mimare, simonim de rabbono. Voloidorish afa simlo le simon. He doesn't darshan simulas coming to tell us we're marzo with simonim. Elolitoivim, the Hossam Plukti is Machlokes in the Gemara Bamatziya, what the word Simla is coming to tell us. So then the Gemara had said, Love had said, everyone holds Simonim, the Rabbonon. And here we, and here that, that, that we're shume helps vache b'shumen simen muvika miflegi. Va'av hagav de simonim de rabbonon asimen kihay samchinan afilu beisar di erais. That's al kapon what Rabbeloza Ma'avoy holds. So the Gemara said, if simonim di erais, why can we not rely on simonim? The Gemara says, Simoni gufei da oroch v'gutz lav simonim ninu. Kelov begodov. Shema la'acher hishilo. Maybe he lent it to someone else. For he say acher meis. V'ru eilu usvurim shezeu bal abgodim. They think he's the bal abgodim. Chamer b'simoni oikev. So the Gemara says, how could you say Chayshinon Lishailo? We return Achamir B'Simonei Oikev. The Kaimlon Beilu Mitzias, the Madrina. We learned this out from a posik. So you see, Loi Chayshinon Lishailo. So the Gemara says Loi Shaili Inchi. A person will never lend a saddle. Baal Achamir, the owner of the Chamir Loi Hoye Shoyel. He would never borrow. Uch poi shel zeh, and the Rav Simcha Mides v'zgoyres lachamoyroi. He wouldn't borrow a saddle for his chamoyr, the maskiv lay, because it makes sores. Mitzoy kosher bekis. So the Gemara says, if you tell me chayshin ala shaylem, is Michael Meimel Leichesh Aval Pisha who makeres a kiss, even though he recognizes the kiss. Abiyesh Locho Shamishilo Liyacha, maybe he lent his kiss to someone else. Because Shaboy gets it, and this other person tied the get to this kiss. Vichziroy Lozevishach Boyes a get, and he returned to him the kiss with the get. And he forgot about the get. Chashina l'shaila. So how can we give this get to the balakis? So the Gemara says these are kelim that a person never lends. A person never lends a tabas. Chashina l'ziyufe. Shemo yase choisem betzure kineget tabatoi. V'yelech v'yareyu li'ishtoi v'yitol heimena kol ha'sheyishol. I'll take everything what he asks because he has a chosim from her husband. So people never lend rings. And the Gemara says a person will never lend a wallet, a kiss or an arniki. Menachshi inshi shlo yitol zeh mazloi. But he shouldn't take his mazel. God Taisvis and Bob Matsiya Esakasha, I mean, it says Loisanachshu, not allowed to make Nechushim. So Taisvis brings down, a Gemara in Shabbos, Kol the Isbe Mishum Refu, Lesbe Mishum Darke Amoiri. And I think Taisvis means to say as follows. Taisvis means to say, that if we see that people assume certain pu'ulas accomplish certain things, so that's not leisenachshu. Leisenachshu is, if something happened by itself, that means tzvi hefsikai bederech. Oh, that's a simon. I shouldn't go out bederech. That goes into leisenachshu. But if the oilam assumes that certain things help or certain things are detrimental, so that ain't by mishum darkei amoirim. So that's, the people say one should not lend out his wallet. That's shalyitol zeh masloi. A kaponim, so it doesn't fall to the gather of leisenachshu, and people don't lend it. Vikashe, so now Rashi asks, haktoni oishenimtso bein kelov. The Mishnah says, we return a get, and either was kosher, the ba'alniki or the tabas. Fine. Now we say we're not chayish l'shayla. People don't lend these things. But motzei nimtza ben kelov. So this is not kis va'alniki v'tabas. No, molen da chayishina l'shayla. Loi kashe. So Rashi says, this is also not a kashe. Kelov de mas nisen hainu begodov. These are begodov. V'derech lahashil malbushim. The kelov de gitten, that motzei ben kelov, hainu ben kli tashmishe beise. These are kelim which are used for the tashmish habayis, the pots and pans, the place the spoons and forks. B'teivosa in his box, she'ain derech la'shilom. These kelim b'chlal you don't return. So memele, if you found a gap between these kelim, there's no shy. B'boy is aimer, then the Gemara wants to say, if you hold simonim deraisa, you do not have to say chayshina l'shayla. We can say that what it says, simonim, the voice in a kale of the masnisin, the ktoni, beguva, bekale, lois, amchinuna, simonayo, it's speaking about besumki, bechivri. The simon is not just a true simon on the begodim. He's just telling us what color the begodim are. The loyam rin and havi simin bimalbushim. That is not a simin. Ishchoyim oyu, if they were black, or lavonim oyu. Bein ze simin. Shahalbe yeshchoyim or lavonim vadumim. To give a color of a beggar, that is not a simin whatsoever. Let us see Taisvis. Metzoi kosher bekis uba'arniki. This is, the Gemara had asked a kasha. It says in the Mishnah that if we saw a simin on the gufa nifter, we cannot be matar to get married. So it would seem that simonim derabonam, we don't rely on simonim. And we learned if a person found a get that was tied to a kiss, so you could use the get. So it seems simonim deraisa. Ve'im toima. So Tosfos says, my kushe. What's the kasha? Where does it mention metzoi kasha bekis that you rely on simonim? Dilma hocheshani. Let's speak out one more word. Metzoi, who found it? So Tosfos and the Kasha understood that the one who lost it found it. Mitzoi kosher bekis. The one who lost it found it. And Dumahochishani Demakiro, he recognizes it. Leget oy lekis betvi yisai. So Memelev, he recognizes that this is the kiss. That this is his kiss that the get is tied to, so this is his get. B'tviyis ayin. Da'filu ama oretz islay tviyis ayin kidoma beget posh. Eistasis is saying like this. We know The halacha is, by returning an aveda, atzuva merabonon, you can give back betviyas ayin. That means a person found an aveda, and the one who, a person comes over to him and says, who is atzuva merabonon, he says that, let me see it. You show it to him, oh, this is mine, you give it back to him. Atzuva merabonon, you give back betviyas ayin. A person who is not a dalga of a tzuva mebon is to give simonim. So how do we understand this halacha? So we could say a tzuva midarabonon. He has a tviyas ayin. A person who is not a tzuva mirabonon, he doesn't have a tviyas ayin. That's how you could say. So Taisa says it's not true. The Gemara says hay tzuva mirabonon. A Talmud Chochem, the Ozel Likdushe Itze, he wants to be Mekadesh a woman, Lidaber Am Ha'oretz Badoi, let him take an Am Ha'oretz together with him. What's the reason for taking an Am Ha'oretz? So the Gemara says something very interesting, that a Tzuva Merabonon will not look at a woman, will not scrutinize, will not recognize a woman. So Memela, when they're making a shidduch, take along an Am Ha'aretz, that you should see that the same woman you made a shidduch with, that's the one you're getting by the chasana. So the Tzuva Merabonon won't know these things. So you should take an Am Ha'aretz with you. The Am Ha'aretz will know if this is the same woman that you made the shidduch with. So al koponim atzuvim erabonon also has tviyas ayin. So namoritz also has tviyas ayin. So maybe it's speaking about that this amoritz, the shliach, who's lav davke atzuvim erabonon, he recognizes that this is his alniki. V'yesh loy liyos nemon b'migush yocholoyim aloy ivativ me'oilo. So Tosfos understood mitzoy kosher b'kis means as follows, that he lost the get. Now later, 10 months later, he comes and he finds a get. He doesn't recognize the get. He doesn't have a tviya sign on the get, but he has a tviya sign on the alniki. This is his alniki. So he comes over to the Rav, and he tells the Rav, he says, listen, you know, I recognize this is my alniki. I lost the get, and can I use this get to get her? So this is my alniki, so Mamela, can I assume that this is the get that I had lost? So like this, an Am Ha'aretz is not believed, b'tviyas ayin, maybe saying a sheker, but he is amigo. He could have said, I never lost it. Why does he have to, if he's a liar, so why do you have to go over to the Talmud Chochem and tell him that he lost it? He could have said it never was lost. So we see he's Ish Emes. So he goes over and tells him, you know, I lost it, but I recognize that this is my keys. So Mamel is Zicha telling the truth. He has amigo. So Tosfos says, Metzoi Kosher Bekis is speaking about another case. It's speaking about that Edom saw how he had lost, they know that he had lost the get. So now, he can't come and say, now he found the get, but he can't come and say that he never lost the get, because we know he lost the get. But he says, I recognize the kiss. Who says you recognize the kiss, and that you don't have the manas anymore? So that's what we have to say, Al Kochot speaking about that he gave Simone. Inami b'motzei acher. Otesa says a second case. That this Mishnah is speaking about that someone else found the get. That Mitzoy Meitim, the one who lost it, found it. Someone else found it. Umarziroi ayidei simin ze shekosha bekis. Loch inokat kis va'alniki. Now, Tosfos over here seems to be saying that that alone is the simin. That alone is the simin that the usually a get, one doesn't put in a kiss. He can put money in a kiss. You don't put a get in a kiss. So that goof is the simin. Matzoi kosha bekissa ba'anakin, and he tells him, you know, someone put up a sign, I found a get, so he comes and tells him, you know, I lost a get, and the simon is that this get was kosher to akis and anamaki. Al kaponim we see, we go boso simon. Shenimtso ben Caleb. Well, we have another case. We have a case that he found the get ben Caleb. So Taisa says, v'afal gav the rabbi mitzuyim shom. Many people come in one person's house. And if the get would have been found on the ground, so one should be chayish, maybe another Yosef ben Shimon dropped the get. He found it between his kelim. So this is a private place. So mistamim. So that's also a simen that he put it there. Who else would put it there? Amarov de kulaume simonim derabon. So Rav said everyone holds simonim derabon. The imtaima so Taisvus asks bereise de metzoy kosher bekis kemantukme. So who does the Baraisa go according to? If Simonim the Rabbonon, so what's the case of Kosher Bekis? V'yishloimer, the Mikoris al-Kedai, like Taisis has said before, though the Machem Matzoi, Kedefrishis, that someone else had found it, and you needed a Simon. L'kachboi l'mishvet minay de Simonim the Raisa, v'l hashtesov, the Mayrishem Matzoi ba'atzmoi. Now, if the Gemara is saying that Simonim the Rabbonon, so it's speaking about that he himself found it, Umakir Akis betvi Yisayim, v'nehma b'migash yecholoyim aloy abatit. So according to the Maskonas HaGemara, it's not speaking about that someone else found it, it's speaking about that he himself found it, and he's makir the kis betvi Yisayim. Inami sheyesh edim sha'arniki v'kis v'tabash eloi. We have edim that the arniki and kis v'tabas is his. And Magois ben Aryeh says, v'yodua sheinicham shom. That means, so if edim tell us that this is his kis, so we can assume that the get that is in the kiss is his get. If it's his kiss, so it's his get. Hinami d'chshivi kiss v'tabasim in muvik. I think the third teretz of Taisvus is that according to this teretz, that gufe that he said that the get was in a kiss, that proof that's a simon muvik, and that doesn't, that's a that, and a simon muvik, everyone holds simonim d'arise. So the Gemara said, Gemara asked Akasha, if Rava holds simonim d'arise, so what is Pshat no Mishneh? It says they had simonim in the begodim of the Nifter. And it said that you can't be matter the nifta with these simonim. I simonim deraisa. The chayshina l'shayla. So the Gemara says, we're chayish l'shayla. And the Gemara had asked if chayshina l'shayla, so what? Motzoi, kosher, betabas, bekisa, ba'arniki. So the Gemara answered, these kalim, one does not lend out. So Taisvis asks, but it says another case in the Mishnah. It says, Bein Kalov. And Taisvis understood it was Kosho Bein Kalov. Now this is not a kiss, this is not an aniki in a tabas. So why aren't we chayish l'shayla? That's the Tosfos kasha. The kale of the motza kosho, the loy chayshina l'shayla, ikalameima bekelim she'ein darkon l'hashilom. It's talking about kelim b'chlau, one doesn't lend. Kamesha perish rivon, the loy chayshina l'shayla. And this is Bemison like Rashi's Teretz. The Kale of the Gitten, Hainu ben Klitash Mishay Beisoy Beteibosoy, She'ein Derech Lashilam. This is similar to Rashi's Teretz. The Tosfos HaRosh wants to say, he says, it's not kosher bekelov. It's nimtze b'mokem shematznia kelov. That means he found it in a private cabinet. So b'chlal is no kasha leichesh l'shayla. How did he get here? Rashi seemed to learn, and the Ribon seemed to learn, that it was kosher b'kelov. So they ask a kasha, no kosher b'kelov. What's b'chayesh l'shayla? They have to make an akimta. He says, no, it's nimtze, it's not kosher b'kelov. It's nimtza on the place that one puts the kelim. But the raya that it says is because how does a get come there? A strange person would never put a get there. Kelov de chayshinon l'shayla. So the Gemara again had said, the Gemara is the kasha. It says in the Mishnah, if we have simonim by a nifta, that these begodim belong to the nifta, so we cannot rely on them. So the Gemara says, the chayshina lishayla. It could be that these kelim taka belong to this and this person, but he lends them to someone else. Bimtoima. If chayshina l'shayla motza peres bekli de beperek elo metziyas, mash medav esimin v'yarsa v'amayle chayshina l'shayla. The halacha is the peres don't have a simin, and the kli he has a simin. So the halacha is that you give back the peres to the baal hakeli. So what's the raya? Chayshina l'shayla. We're only chayish l'shayla by isurim, by get, by mise. We're not chayish l'shayla. By mama we're not chayish l'shayla. Now Tais is going to explain this soon. So if you'll tell me that this whole chash is only negeya isa, in kain my pori choche bohosom chaber b'simone oikev. The Gemara asks, how can you return a chaber b'simone oikev? Let's be afraid that the oikev was lent to somebody. Chayshin l'shayla sahar, but the chaber does not belong to the baal oikev. Heich madrina nechesh l'shayla. So Tosfos asks, "V'momin lechashina l'shayla." I just said that by momu not chayish l'shayla. So what's the Gemara's kashem? V'yeshloime de pshita leivadai afilu ichashina l'shayla min atayre. Avo midarabono lechashina l'shayla laharzer aveide. Avo koshech mafkine mikro de madrich amir b'simoni yoikev. So the Maram explains Tosfos Teretz as follows. The Maram says that be'emesin d'chshash chayshina l'shayla z'adaraisa d'chshash. It's something you have to be afraid. That what Tosfos had said, that by momen is loy chayshina l'shayla, that means by momen the Rabbonin weren't chayish, they were makel. Just like if we hold simonim derabonim, how do you give an aveda with simonim derabonim? The rabonim are masakni, could return an aveda with simonim, even though it's only a biru derabonim. The rabonim are masakni, you could be meshiv and aveda, and if I know that the keli belongs to someone, I could be meshiv the peiris in the keli also, even though minatera this. Chayshina l'shayla, mi da rabbonan, they said, we don't have to be chayish. Min ha-toyri yitake chayish. So the Gemara asked the kasha, if you're learning out from a posik that you're permitted to be marzerach ha-moyer, b'simonei oikev. So then the posik is telling us that we learned this out from a posik, that you marzerach ha-meir b'simoni oikev. So we see min ha-toyre loy chayshina l'shayla. So the Gemara's kasha, no, you said min ha-toyre is chayshina l'shayla. That was the Gemara's kasha from the posik. But lefiya emes, even though min ha-toyre chayshina l'shayla, but the rabbonim were mesakin, were meishiv aveidim, mi the rabbonim by moment, loy chayshina l'shayla. That's what Taisvus answers. Miu lemaskona osi shaped lechashinu l'shayla afilu be'isa. The Gemara said another teretz. The Gemara said a teretz that we asked Akasha, why are we not matter the isha with the simonim that the aron is begodim? So the teretz was, the second text was, it's not speaking about true simonim. The Mishnah is speaking about, he gave simonim what color the begodim were. So according to this teretz, it could be old, if we hold simonim deraisa, it was leichashina l'shav. So in some say no problem. He said, the whole problem was only according to one teretz of the Gemara, that if you hold simonim deraisa, chayshina l'shav. Iboyis Aimo Kalov Bechivri. That Simonim the Eraisa. In that, but it says in the Mishnah, you cannot be Mata the Isha Besimonek Begodov. It's speaking about, he's not giving a true Simon, he's just telling us what color the Begodim were. But Ula Oilam, Loichaishina Lishaila, we're not Chayish Lishaila. Ve'im toima bepeirik kol haget tnan. We learned in the Mishnah in peirik kol haget mitzoi bechfisa oy bedluskeme. He found a get bechfisa oy bedluskeme im makiroi kosher. If he recognizes the get, so you can use the get. Peirish, what's the makiroi? Aloshin yochid. Im makir haget. V'lomo li sheyakir haget. If we hold, according to the second teretz, loy chayshin alishaylen. So why does he have to be makir the get? Afilu einoi makiroi nami. Given the makir chafisa dluskeme, dai bekach, loy chayshin alishaylen. So Taisha says, yes, according to this teretz, we have a Mishnah that's problematic. The Mishnah says, in order to return the get, you have to give a siman on the get. Imakiroi. L'chayre, it would be sufficient. V'od leichashin elishai, it would be sufficient. If you give a siman on the dluskime or on the chafise. Yeshloima dahochi perushay. You're right, 100%. You don't have to give a siman on the get. Im makiroi lachfise udluskim eshem shaloi kosher. You're right. Makiroi is not going on the get. It's going on the chfise and luskim. Va'af al gav de nokat loshin yochit. So Taisi says, if that's pshat in the Mishnah, so it's not a pidigduk. Should have said, we're talking about two things, chvisa dluskim, it should have been makirom, אין לוחש, דתנו וזן מדייק בדיגדק כל כך, מכיר גו, אז גו עניין דחביסן דלוסקים. So Taisa is another problem. If it is going on the chvisa, so it's a loshen nekeve. Va'afel gav the chvisa av a loshen nekeve. The meforish osam, the gemara says, the chvisa hu chemas ktano, which is a loshen nekeve. So if it's makira is going on that, it should have said, im makira. Mikol mokim noked loshen zocha, mishim dluskim ed av a loshen zocha. Kedetoni b'teisefta, how do you know that dluskim is a loshen zocho? Asore dluskim ois meleim shtoris mosaltiloch. Asore is a loshen zocho. So memele, so Teisve says that Teisve avoided the problem. Im akiroi is going on the dluskim, neinachanami leichashin elishayla. Ulelishne kame de chayshin elishayla. According to the first lashon, we are chayish lishayla. Mayri hosom sheyodua shekein ivdoi bechafise. That we know that he lost it in the chafise. He lost the get in the chafise. Lochi lechayshin elishayla. That means, if he did not know Bechlau where he put the get, now he finds his chafisa, and so then there would be chayshin elishayla. So, good, this is your chafisa, but could be you lent out the chafisa, and the person you lent it to put the get in there, and now this is, and then he returned it to you, forgetting that the get is there, and this could be, is his get. Now it's speaking about, he knows, Taisus and Bob Matzi, the Rishash makes a gear, Sheyedeya, Shekein Ivdoi Bechvisa. He knows he put it in the Chvisa. So watch out, Chashina Lishayla. That means I know I put the get in the chafisa, and now I know this is my chafisa. So then we don't have to be chayish that this is a get from someone else. If I know I put the get in my chafisa, lohochi lechashin elishayla b'shom arich be'ezres Hashem. We heard in the Mishnah that ein me'idin elo ad sheteitze nafshoi. But one is not permitted to say meis by law unless he's dead. Vafilu ra'uhu meguyot. He saw that he was cut up. He was bleeding profusely. It's nothing. You are not permitted to say meis by law. Because Kubi is alive. Vafilo ra'u meguyed lememre de meguyed chaye. So it seems from our Mishnah that a person who's cut up can still live. That means even though he's cut and he's bleeding, he can still live. V'ramino aleshu akash. We learned, Odom einei metame ad sheteitze nafshe. That a mace is not metame till teitze nafshe. Afilu meguyed, afilu goyseis. So what is pshat in this? What is pshat in this halacha? Pshat is that even though this meguyed is going to die, no shaila about it, but he's not metame yet. The tume is teitzei nafshe. So tmuye loy metame, hamichye loy choye. I mean, if he could still be alive, she don't tell me that this person isn't metame. Versteht sich, he's not metame. He can live another 120 years. If it says it's not metame, so it seems he's zicher going to die. And he's zicher going to die. But it's saying, even though he's zicher going to die, but al kaponim, the tume is not chal till teitzei nafshe. So this is a stira to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, if you see him a good, you can't say, hey, this, that he's dead. Here it would seem that a Magid is either going to die. It's a matter of minutes, hours. Omar Abaye Loikashe, Horab Shimon ben Alozo, Horabono. The sign, it's a machloikis tanoi. Rab Shimon ben the sign, we learned from the Barais as follows. Meiden al hameguyid, ve'ein meiden al hatzolov. He said, the Tanakama holds, if a person is meguyid, is cut up, he had learned, it says, Meiden al hameguyid, ve'ein meiden al hatzolov. So the Tanakama holds, a person who's a meguyid, you could say, hey, this is dead already, because he is going to die. Reb Shimon ben Elozo Eimer, af ala meguyid ein meidin, mnei sheyochel lichvois velichyois. It can go and burn the area, and it can get healed. Now, the Meiri is Mavaya as follows. That later we'll see that, if Bishas the Make, later the Gemara speaks about a Sakin Melubenes, that a person was cut with a burning Sakin. So it seems that the burning Sakin, even though the dam he's bleeding terribly, but the burning sakin seems stops the blood. So if bishas the make, there was heat that burns the skin, so that makes the blood coagulate. Al koponim bishas the make, a burn will heal the make. That is Bishas the Make, and that is Adova Muskim. Rab Shimon ben Elozo holds that a filu Bishas the Make was not exposed to heat, and later it got burnt, it also can heal. That is the Machlekes Rab Shimon ben Elozo and the Tanakama. So the Tanakama holds Meidim al Maguyit, if Bishas the Make, he wasn't burned, so he's either going to die. And Rab Shimon ben Elozo Roima, af al meguyid, ei meyidin, mimnei sheyocha lichvois velichyois, even though this is shaloi bishas hamake, it is later, kviya can still help to stop the bleeding, and the make can get healed. So bekitza, we have here a machlokes tanoim. So our Mishnah that says Ein Meidin on Al Meguyid. So our Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon Elozo. The Chachamim hold Meidin Al Meguyid, and according to them, that what it says that he's not Metamei, even though he's a Meguyid. That's going according to the Chachamim that hold an Emerson Meidin Al Meguyid. So the Gemara asks, "Umimotzis leukmi kerab Shimon ben Elozo." How can you say that our mission is going according to Rab Shimon ben Elozo? For Ktoni Seifa, we learned in the Seifa as follows: Maise, the Seifa, you tell me, our mission holds according to Rab Shimon ben Elozo that a person who was cut up and is bleeding, even though Bishas the Make, he was not exposed to heat, he wasn't burnt, but there's still hope that later it's Yochel Lichvois Velichyois. That's what you're telling me. Mimotzis Lukmi Kerab Shimon ben Elozo, Boktoni Seife, the Seife of our Mishnah says as follows. Maise Ba'asye, there was a Maise in Asye. A very gruesome maaser. Be'echod she'shulshuluhu liyam. this person seems was a deep sea diver, and they were mishalslim in the yam, and they tied his foot with a rope. And then later they started pulling him up. They pulled him up. And they pulled up a foot. The rest of the body was not there anymore. Somehow, the foot was severed from the rest of the body. But al koponim, I'm aware of one thing. I'm aware that this person, when he was under the water, that the foot became severed from his body. So the Chachamim said as follows. Mina kuvo ulamailo. If from the knee and under, so that means underneath the knee towards the foot. So I think that's pshat. Tinose mina kuvo lamato loy tinose. Further down, maybe it's the other way around. Al kaponim, there's one chelik that if the foot was cut off there, it could heal. So then she's not allowed to get married. Oba minakuva lamata loy tinose. Mekuva lamailo tinose. So Nekuva Lamayla, the Shaila is, why can she get married? It can still heal if it's going according to Rab Shimon ben Elozar. It can still heal. Nekuva Lamayla, Nekuva Lamayla means from the knee and up. That means if the foot was cut over the knee, Tinose, she's allowed to get married because he's Zichah died. Minakuva lamata, from underneath the knee, lontinosi, she's not permitted to get married because he can still be alive. Al kaponim of minakuva lamailo, it says she can get married because he's zicha died. Now, if the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon ben Elozar, afilu minakuva lamailo can also be healed through kviya. So memela, so why does it say tinosi? So the Gemara says, Shani Maye de Marzu Make. The Gemara says, that is true. Rab Shimon ben Elozar holds that a person who is Meguye, the Gidemarkot, it can be healed, it can be burnt and healed. But if it was exposed to water, water is Machzik, and Magdal, the Ka'ev HaMake, and the pain is so great that it is unable to hear later. So Memele, so our Mishnah that says Mitzoy Meguyid, you can't say Eidus because you can heal it through Kviya. But if this person was in water and exposed to water, so the water, makes the pain is very great, so Mamela, then it will never hear. Period. V'ha'oma Rabbe Bar Bachone. Al Kapon, we have here a machlokes tanoim. If after a kviya, after the makke, if that can heal it, Rab Shimon Elozar holds that it can heal it. V'omar Rabbi Bar Bachoner l'didi chozi liyahu taye the shokol safsire. He saw an Arab that took a sword, the gaide legamle, and he cut the foot of the gomel. V'loi afsikte lenarusel, and it wasn't able to, that means in the middle of its crying, it died already. And he had applied heat to it. So why didn't it work? Amar Abaye. So Abaye said, ahi kechi shehavye. It's talking about, so we camel, so memela. So that's why it didn't help. Rava amar besakin melubenes v'divrei hakel. Rava wants to say, don't have to set sign, our mission is going according to Rav Shimon Elozar. Our mission is going to fill according to the Chachamim. The Homach Loikas, as we mentioned before from the Meiri, between Rav Shimon Elozar and the Chachamim is, if heat was applied after the Asiyas HaMakeh, or Bishas, aber Bishas the Asiyas HaMakeh, heat, kviya, burning can sicher help, and that pshat in our mission is speaking about that the Makeh was Besakin Milobenes, and then everyone holds that, that she's not permitted to get married because the Sakim Lobenis can heal the wounds. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Voktoni Seifo de Masnisen Minakuva Lamata Loitinose the Chaye, because then the bleeding is not so bad, so he can zicha live, so she's not permitted to get married. Ve'im ishum tviye, so Rashi asks a different question. The whole Gemara is being mefalpel, if he'll bleed to death, if he won't bleed to death. How shaila? But Rashi, there's another problem. This person, if they lifted up a foot, so the rest of the person is drowning. No one saw the person come up. So Al-Kochach is dead. What's the Shaila? Why are you only speaking about the bleeding problem? There's another problem. He drowned. So Rashi says, V'imishum tviya hoyul mayim she'en lahem soif. They were speaking about mayim she'en lahem soif. That means one, where he was standing, he was not able to see where the water ended. Is chayshin and shema yotza min amay. Ba'ola barochik parsa yoysa. Could be he got out of the water later. And he was unable to see so far. V'loi ra'u. So he didn't see him. So mamela drowning, it could be he didn't drown. Abaktoni min akuva l'maylo tinose. And you tell me the ratio of the mission is going to Rab Shimon, according to Rab Shimon, the law so holds that Meguyid Chaye, Shani Mai, the Marzumake, Marzikais, Umegadlois, Ke'ev Hamake, Bechaveiro, Mitra Razil, Iloni, Meseches Tainis, that the motto is Marzik, the Ilonis. Gaide, Legamli, Loshengudi, Ilona, he cut it. So why over there did the heat not help? So the Gemara says, Mishum Kechisha, she was a weak gomel. Mulubenes Be'esh, Shemitoich HaMichve Misrape. Our Mishnah is speaking about that B'shas the Makeh, it was a cherev melubenes, so memele, so that is merap. Lememre, let us see Tosfos. The meguyet chaye v'reminu. It says that it's only metame mishiyet adam and metame shetayt se nafshe. Afilu meguyet. So the gmoberaray a meguyet is not metame, but by stois he won't live. T'mui de le metama, omechye le chay, bevaises he won't live either. Taimet, doktoni bo goises, it says that a fila meguyid is not metama, a fila goises is not metama, afal gav de chay. A goises is chay, de roiv goises in le misa, miyut, miyut on chay. Usna nami emidna le goises, so Tosfos asks, amoyo de kekashe, taimet. You're proving from this baraisa that a meguyid can't live because it says it's not metame. No, it says a geisus is also not metame. A geisus zicher can live. Vieshloima begeisus shohu meguyid. No, we're talking about a geisus that became a geisus through being cut in many places, given shu geises, they owe them loichai. Such a geises is not a miyat either. Mikoma kemechir shapit the meguyid loichai, midelektani befilo geisis meguyed. So geisis, so meguyed means meguyed alone. Then geisis means he's a meguyed and a geisis. It's also not matam. Voida marila forish, the vada ipshita de meguyed masnis and meisel psoif. A meguyed will die. Kiven she meguyed bemokim shoys and I say treifik, my nechtaf minakuvola mailo. That's sicher that a meguid will die. Aval einay davar borosh yomos koydim shiatiru linosei. The Mishnah says she cannot be matah because could be he'll still be alive when she gets married. Vash te porich loy mi meguid vegoises. Vaoisai goises she soifei lomos. That means he's telling us a goises is not metamah. So he's speaking about a goises that will die. A goises that's from the roi. Now, a goises that will die, who meis la'alta. And he's medame a meguyah to a goises. Who denami the meguyah meis la'alta. Midiktoni meguyah ba'adi goises. So memele, so that is pshat in the Gemara's kash. Mimtaima, belav milse de Rab Shimon ben Elozer, tikshule reisha le seifa. Why did the Gemara have to ask you if the Mishnah is going to call Shimon ben Elozer? In the seifa it says, that menakuva lomailo tinose. So sakashe and Rab Shimon Elozer. And if the Mishnah does not go on the Shimon ben Elozer, it's also shver. The Reisha it says a meguyed zloi tinose, and the Sefer says menakuva lamaylo tinose. Beishlami the mikore lekasha le Reisha le Sefer. The motzi look me Reisha de imi idn haino la alter. Because he might take 12 months to die. The Sefer tinose haino lachi yud beis chodesh. But if you say the Mishnah is going to Shimon ben Elozer, so according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer, they can get healed, period. So that the Gemara is asking a kasha, so why does it say, Tinosei by Minakuva Lamailo? Just let us see the Taisvis Yishonim. Taisvis Yishonim also asks Taisvis kasha. Taisvis Yishonim is a very interesting teretz. Tmuye de le metame ha michye le choy. Ve im taime menole le meide kochi. It's not metame, but it won't live. Ha geises ktoni. Le shaykh le meide kochi. The vadi aim idna le geises. A geises does live. And it says by geises also. Tmuye le metame, but afopishe michye choy. Yeshloime de loy domi legoises. Ki nami chai itzich lashminen de loy metame. Vahagam de koyen muza miligaboy. The aloche is that a koyen is not permitted to touch a goises. Ki denaf kolom mikro beper gimel minim lehechaloy mishenasa cholo. So memele, so by a goises, it's even though the goises can live, but there's an iser for a koyin to touch a goises, als kedushas kohune. So memele, so it's saying even though there's an iser negiyed, it's not metame. Avo meguyed, emich yechoy leitzach lashmin, and the loy metamei.